There's something about old objects that are in our lives. Old family photos, well-worn books from our youth, a vinyl album that has cover art that's beginning to fade, or a building that once had a family business from our youth, now boarded up and closed up. What is it that instills the emotional attachments we have to these things? Most people would say nostalgia, but I think it's more than that. Hi, I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and you're listening to Radio 74. In my parents' house, there are two odd items, seemingly random in nature, sitting on a wall unit shelf. One is a well-worn small hammer. The other is an old-style oil can. The hammer once belonged to my mom's dad. The oil can was my grandfather's on my father's side, and it was from his little workshop. Both items next to each other are rarely moved from their resting places. But occasionally, during family dinners, when I was growing up, and even now when I go back to visit, whenever stories are told of them, we glance over to the little oil can and the hammer. Like probably most older people's homes, my parents have walls of photos from years that easily span a wide range of time. As time has moved on, more and more of the pictures become images of those that are now gone. And there are other items, things from other family members. A blanket my grandmother knitted, an old sewing machine that was once a great aunt's. And, you know, though they wouldn't even really recognize themselves as being as such, I fully understand that I come from a family that, if not being archivists or collectors of our own family memorabilia, they're pretty much borderline hoarders. I myself am admittedly an incurable collector of many things, from artwork to books, video games to tools, and many other things. If you follow me on Instagram, you can see that I often post about a lot of this stuff. Now, most all of those items, you know, are either used or vintage, as some people like to call them. But the vast majority of things that I have are the very same things I owned from when I was young, and I just kept them over the years. Now, when I was in my youth, I clung to many of my toys and games because, well, I was awkward and lonely, and I was more than painfully shy and less sure of myself than one could ever think possible. So, the items I had, they were my friends, my confidants, my allies. When I felt like no one else cared, listened, or wanted to be around me, I had them. It wasn't unusual to find an action figure stowed away in my backpack. I do not joke when I say that my room, the one that I'm in right now recording this very podcast, is practically a small museum about my childhood into my young adulthood, masquerading effectively as an art studio. I even have a shirt that I only wore once. On that fateful day, I was in my first ever schoolyard fight. The shirt was a Sega Zaxxon themed shirt. It was based on my favorite video game at the time. It wasn't a great fight, and without going into detail, I lost miserably, horribly, embarrassingly so. I didn't really put up much of a fight. I didn't know how to fight. Tried to talk my way out of it. And after having been beaten up, the shirt that I had been so proud to wear to school that very day was torn up. It had dirt stains all over it, and a little bit of blood that had dripped down from my nose. When I got home, I went to my room, took off my shirt, and I threw it away. I was embarrassed, I was sad, angry, and I felt more alone than I ever had. I remember I sat in my room, I didn't eat dinner, and I sat in the corner near my closet, and I cried. At some point near 1 a.m., long after the tears had dried, I finally crawled into my bed, stared, looking out the window, and at some point fell asleep. The next morning, I got up and I went back to school. I was still really mad that this shirt that I'd looked forward to, that we'd found at the mall, my prized Sega Zaxxon shirt, had been torn up, had been messed up, and I got blood on it. But I never wanted to see it again, and I figured I just wanted to bury that memory. And I really hoped that no one in school had heard about what had happened to me. Thankfully, no one did. or no one cared. Time went by, and I completely forgot about the incident and that shirt. But fast forward to earlier this year, and I was over at my parents, and I was helping my mom go through a lot of these old Rubbermaid bins and storage trunks. Well, behind them, we had come to some trash bags that had been double bagged, and they were filled with all of this clothing just from years past. And unpacking them was literally this journey right back to, you know, between 25 to 35 years ago. But I noticed in one of them, there was a bunch of shirts, and they were the ones that I had owned when I was in grade school. And poking out was this familiar looking set of double X letters on a blue sleeve. I reached over, moved some of the other clothing away from it, and realized it was my old Zaxxon shirt. My mind immediately raced back to that day. I mean, all of it, all at once. I looked up at my mom, who was standing just a few feet away from me, and I said, I was like, it's my shirt. And she said, I know you threw it away. Your dad found it, and he washed it, and I sewed up the parts on it that got torn. Now, for that moment, it felt like I was holding myself in my hands, and I looked at my mom, and I said, thank you. I don't really think it hit me at that point, you know? So later that night, you know, the Zaxxon shirt, I brought it with me back to my studio with a few other things. I uncovered some Star Wars toys, a few other things I had. And with the shirt, I didn't know what I was planning on doing with it. I don't know why I brought it. But then I remembered I had this old Shadowbox frame. I'd never been able to use it for anything else. And it's actually the one that's pictured in the thumbnail for this podcast episode. And I found some pins in my art bin. And I was folding the shirt and placing it on the backing board so I could pin it down. And I stared at it for a while. The memories were still washing through my mind. And then this weight of time just passed and it hit me. The fact of the story of this article of clothing, like how I'd gotten rid of it in that moment of distress, of anger, of fear, of frustration, and how 35 years later, it shows up, looking exactly as it once did, cleaned and repaired by my parents, and then simply packed away. To say that I got emotional in that moment would be an understatement. I suddenly even more understood why my parents and other members of my family would hold on to certain items that had been part of past days. Yes, there's always that thing of holding on to memories and moments, but there's also that part of being able to grow, to grieve, and to find past that moment that may have hurt you and see how far things have come and who it is you've become. So for a moment, it felt as if I was, you know, talking to myself back in 1985. And this is what I said. Hey there. How are you? Yeah. That fight did suck. You okay, man? How's your nose? And I closed my eyes as I stood there holding the old shirt. And I went on with saying, you'll be glad to know things turned out okay. They really did. And I'm glad you're here. I stood there puzzled for a while, just staring at my shirt. I pinned it up. I put it in the shadow box, put it on the wall. So at some point in time later, I related the story to my therapist, and I asked him, you know, if maybe I had taken it a bit too far, you know, talking out loud to myself. I'm always insecure about that. And he replied, no, not at all. And that if anything, I'd moved it forward in the best possible way that I could have. And he related to me that in Japan, some objects are given a spirit, a soul of sorts. This is primarily in handmade items like paintings, pottery, food, woven items, swords, things like that. But he pulled a comparison in that my shirt had a powerful memory from my childhood, a very specific one that defined me, and that it had a voice that came back to me from the past, and that by that very nature, it was a rare thing, a rare experience. Every object in my studio, most every object I own, I have stories and memories about. And I guess that's because I'm insane on some level that at least thankfully is appreciated as someone who just spends a lot of time reflecting on things. It's amazing to me how something inanimate can hold one's past within it. You know, it's almost as if Pixar knew what they were talking about when you see the love story play out between Sheriff Woody and his kid Andy. Time passes by, but the few things in life that we can hold on to can keep parts of our past as close as a few stitches in time from today. Thank you for listening to Radio 74. I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue. If you'd like to help support me, you can always check out my online store on my website at www.theartisanrogue.com. You can also check out my recently reactivated Patreon, also under The Artisan Rogue. I sincerely appreciate all of you who've taken the time to listen to this, and I'm so grateful for the recent messages and comments on the last few episodes. That's meant the world to me. Until next time, take care.